Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Lately, my son and I have been working on a redesign of my website in our spare time. One of the things that surprised me was how something so simple as picking a new background color wasn't simple at all. As I discovered, a color that looks one way on my laptop might look like a completely different color on my desktop. To say that this was frustrating is putting it mildly. But because of this, I had to learn more about color and more about screens and think a lot more about vision. The way color appears on a computer screen is a function of what we might think of as a recipe, or even kind of like a gene. There's a color menu, and every color consists of a combination of red, green, and blue. This is why RGB screens are called RGB screens. And as you change the values for red, green, or blue, you can watch how the color changes. So you find the color you like, and there you have that specific number. What could be more precise than this? Let's say, for example, that the color I decided I wanted had a red value of 2, a green value of 4, and a blue value of 6. 2, 4, 6. Cool. That's my color. Well, when I take that same code, that same recipe that I've decided is the perfect color on my laptop, and I put those same values into the same program on my desktop, I get a different color. The reason I was thinking about this is because simultaneously I received another one of those articles with a headline that implied that a gene causes obsessive-compulsive disorder in dogs. And as those of you who know me know, this kind of thing drives me crazy. Let's go back to my recipe for the perfect color, 246. Let's say that's the gene for my perfect color. Well, that might be the recipe, and that recipe might result in a color. But that doesn't mean that that color is going to appear the same, or even at all, every time it's put into a computer. As I discovered, there are differences between my laptop screen and my desktop screen. Also, the color I see might not be the color that somebody else sees. I wear glasses. I'm a woman. Like every other living being, what I see goes first through the emotional centers of my brain. And it's also colored by my experience. And so it is with genes. Just because they're there doesn't mean that they're going to be expressed or doesn't guarantee how they're going to be expressed. They might be, they might not be. What turns them on? Do they get turned on at all? If nobody turns on their computer, or if they turn on their computer but they don't turn on the screen, they're not going to see my color, whatever that color is. And the color they see may not be my color or anything near my color. To be sure, this is frustrating. I would like to be able to identify the perfect RGB code, the perfect values that would give me the exact color that I wanted. And I would love to be able to say to anyone, anywhere in the world, plug these three values in, and you're going to see the same thing I am. You're going to cause that color to happen. But that's not the way it works. And if it doesn't work that way in something that, relatively speaking, is as simplistic as a computer system, why in the world would we believe or want to think that something like a gene could produce such concrete and reliable results in something as complex as the human or canine or feline or equine or any other animal body? To me, it doesn't make sense. Sure, the variety, the lack of certainty, drives me crazy. I'd like to be able to control it. I'd like to be able to just get exactly what I want. And I'm sure the notion of just turning genes on and off and adding to them and subtracting from them, very, very seductive, isn't it, to have that control? But there's an ancient saying, and I learned it well as I was trying to find that perfect color. Tug on a corner, and the whole universe moves. And that's the way it is, with colors, and also with genes.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.